Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy. There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio.
This is the station you turn to first for live team coverage of breaking news. 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. Wichita's number one talk.
Good morning, 6 o'clock. This is the KNSS Morning News with Steve and Ted. I'm Steve McIntosh. 45 degrees. A man is in custody after a standoff with police that lasted several hours near 17th and Waco in North Wichita. Around 6:30 Monday evening, police were first called for reports of a burglary and closed down the area. Police say the woman who lived there returned home to find her ex-boyfriend, who refused to leave. Police spokesman Andrew Ford.
That victim feared for her life, grabbed her baby, and exited the residence. Now, let me be clear. He grabbed the knife while the female was inside of him and told the female he would kill police if they responded.
Around 11:40, the man attempted to leave the home when SWAT and canine units apprehended him. And police are investigating a shooting in southwest Wichita early today. Just after 2:45, officers were called to the 2300 block of West Greenfield. They found a 23-year-old man with a gunshot wound to his neck. He was hospitalized in critical condition. It appears that another person was injured less seriously. Police have not released any more details about this case. The Chiefs football franchise will be moving from their home at Arrowhead Stadium across the river to Kansas.
Kansas lawmakers approved a proposal Monday to help pay for a new stadium for the NFL franchise, which has lured the Chiefs across the Missouri-Kansas border. The Chiefs have entered into an agreement with the state of Kansas to start hosting games in a dome stadium beginning with the 2031 season.
Today's announcement ensures that for generations to come, Chiefs fans will have the best game day experience in the entire National Football League.
That was Chiefs owner Clark Hunt, as the organization originally planned a $800 million renovation of Arrowhead Stadium, where the team has played since 1972, but Jackson County, Missouri voters defeated a local sales tax extension, which would have helped pay for the renovations. Joe Morgan, Fox News.
And the plan is to build a $3 billion domed stadium in Wyandotte County. A teenage boy was injured in a shooting in North Wichita Monday afternoon in the 2600 block of North Fairview. That's near 25th and Arkansas. Public Information Officer Andrew Ford says the boy had been shot in the backyard of a home.
When officers arrived on location, they located a 14-year-old male with a gunshot wound to the upper torso. Wichita police officers and EMS provided life-saving measures to that male, and he was transported to hospital in critical condition.
And police say three other teens were in the yard when officers arrived, but no arrests have been made. Two people have been found dead in the basement of a northeast Wichita home.
It began just before 9:30 Monday morning in the 1600 block of North Glendale near 13th and Oliver. EMS responded to the report of a man having chest pains. He was found and transported to an area hospital for treatment. However, a neighbor, realizing the man did not live at the residence, decided to enter the home. On further inspection, he found a man and woman unresponsive in the basement. First responders said that the pair were pronounced deceased a short time later. Investigators say it may have been due to a possible overdose. The investigation is ongoing. Dan O'Neill, KNSS News.
The U.S. is pursuing an oil tanker. Fox's Kevin Cork has the story.
The Coast Guard's pursuit of a third sanctioned oil tanker near Venezuela comes as the administration intensifies its pressure campaign on Nicolas Maduro, which includes a sweeping blockade of the waters off his country's coast, targeting illicit oil shipments and so-called dark fleet vessels. An administration official telling our Lucas Tomlinson the sanctioned dark fleet vessel is part of Venezuela's illegal sanctions evasion. It is flying a false flag and under a judicial seizure order. Reuters made time is reporting that another official says that tanker is operating under sanctions.
Venezuela has accused the U.S. of piracy. China, which was the destination of one of the seized tankers, has called the seizures a violation of international law. The U.S. has also conducted military strikes on alleged drug boats from Venezuela, killing at least 100 people and drawing questions over their legality. KNSS News Time now, 6:04, 4 minutes past 6 o'clock. KNSS News Time now, 6:08, 8 minutes past 6 o'clock. And we are at 45 degrees. President Donald Trump's name is being attached to a new class of U.S. battleships that will have nuclear capabilities. Making the announcement at an event at Trump's Mar-a-Lago estate in Florida, Navy Secretary John Phelan referred to the warships as Trump-class battleships and said a forthcoming vessel dubbed the USS Defiant will be the largest, deadliest, and most versatile and best-looking warship anywhere on the world's oceans, unquote. New details are surfacing about the man officials believe is responsible for the shooting at Brown University earlier this month.
Syracuse professor Scott Watson says he studied physics with the shooter, Claudio Neves Valente, 25 years ago at Brown. Watson says they were both socially awkward. He remembers Neves Valente, a Portuguese national, being frustrated with Brown University, dropping out after only three semesters. He was shocked his former friend opened fire in Brown University's engineering and physics building, a place they took many classes together, killing two students and injuring nine others. Days later, police say the shooter drove to Boston and gunned down a world-renowned MIT physics professor who was his classmate in Portugal 30 years ago.
In Providence, Brooke Taylor, Fox News.
Colorado faces a $24 million federal funding cut over illegal commercial driver's licenses.
Transportation Secretary Sean Duffy tossing out the threat over what he says is the state's slow response to correcting a major violation of federal regulations. An audit found that 22% of the commercial licenses issued by Colorado to immigrants were illegal. Duffy says the state is slow walking the required purge of those licenses. No immediate response from Democratic Governor Jared Polis. Gary Baumgarten, Fox News.
Wichita's warm winter won't last forever, and the Second Light Shelter is prepared for helping the city's homeless in colder weather. Mayor Lily Wu tells KNSS News.
I want to remind people that the city's 24/7, 365-day shelter is open, and they are allowing anyone over the age of 18 to have sheltering. And I had the opportunity to tour the Second Light Shelter on Friday.
Wu says the shelter is looking at ways to serve more homeless people. Wu commented during Mondays with the mayor on the Steve and Ted in the Morning show on KNSS. KNSS News Time now, 6:11, 11 minutes past 6 o'clock.
Right now in traffic, the condition, well, foggy out there. We've got fog here in the area. You can see it on pretty much all of the traffic cameras here in the area. Some areas it does appear to be lighter than in other areas, but visibility at last check at Eisenhower National Airport.
I got 5 miles here.
5 miles?
Yeah.
Just a little bit ago, last hour, it was 3, so it is patchy. There's definitely different areas of it out there, so we've got some fog here in the area. Some places it does look to be pretty thick. I'm looking at a traffic camera right now, I-235 and West Street. You can barely see the roadway from where the camera is sitting on that pole, so visibility definitely an issue this morning. Traffic update from 98.7 and 1330 KNSS, the Accident Recovery Team Traffic Center. I'm Jad Chambers.
And now the forecast with Storm Team 12 meteorologist Jake Dunn.
Areas of low clouds and fog this morning, otherwise another beautiful afternoon. Sunshine, southeast wind 5 to 10 and a high of 65. Becoming cloudy tonight, overnight low 44. Clouds and fog on Wednesday morning, then partly cloudy during the afternoon, high 69. Mostly sunny, a little breezy, and the warmest Christmas on record coming to Wichita with a high of 73. That's your forecast from Storm Team 12. I'm meteorologist Jake Dunn.
Now we have fog and mist, calm, and 37 degrees. Looks like the temperature has dropped quite a bit just within the past hour.
Yep.
And to Wichita Severe Weather Station, 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. 6:13 now, Steve and Ted, on this Tuesday morning, December 23rd, Christmas Eve Eve. This is Steve and Ted Show number 7082. And we had a mostly sunny, breezy day across South Central Kansas Monday. Wichita's high temperature was 65 degrees, normal high 44. So we're quite a bit warmer than normal. And again, the Christmas Day forecast still a sunny and 72 degrees. Good morning, Ted Woodward.
Hi there.
On this date in 1997, snowfalls ranging from 15 to 30 inches immobilized eastern and central New Mexico. Many roads were closed. Among them was Interstate 40 between Albuquerque and Santa Rosa. Drifts closed some roads until January 14th. Wow, that was in 1997. And on this date in 1783, U.S. General George Washington resigned his military commission as Commander-in-Chief of the Army to Congress. He resigned to Congress, and then he became President of the United States after that. Interesting character. One of the most interesting characters this country has ever generated.
Fascinating.
I'm on my second volume of this three-volume history of the Revolutionary War. And when he started generaling, he made a few mistakes. But he was also very innovative, and he could get into different strange situations that the British didn't see coming. So we're getting into that second volume. This generaling's going to be banned. Actually, he got a big comeback in New Jersey and Trenton. Anyway, he's having a birthday. It's his birthday. He's not having it, but it was in 1783 that he resigned from the military commission. Okay. What about those Royals, Ted? The Chiefs are moving to Kansas, and the Royals have not announced plans for a new stadium. Team began floating ideas for a $2 billion ballpark in downtown Kansas City in 2022, and I always say, what about the parking? The Royals have said they will not be playing at Kauffman Stadium once the lease expires.
That's the only decision they've really made, is this. We're not going to be playing at the K anymore.
In October, yeah.
But they've also other than that, doesn't sound like they've made a lot of decisions.
Rumors about taking the ballpark to Johnson County, Kansas, but folks over there probably don't want that in the neighborhood. They're kind of it's a nice neighborhood. You don't want a bunch of cars and people going through there. Anyway, we'll see what happens with the Royals. It's and I'm old enough to remember when both teams played in the old Municipal Stadium.
Mm-hmm.
And that's where they started with the Chiefs and Royals, both. And those stadiums were dandy. I still think they're great stadiums. They're the oldest, aren't they, Ted, in the NFL?
No, Soldier Field and Lambeau Field are both older than Arrowhead. But Arrowhead's number 3.
All right. Taco Bell, Christmas Cash, gave away $98 again yesterday. And, Ted, I think you gave away some money as well for KFH.
Yeah, I did as well.
And
big finale for the year.
That concludes for this year. In fact, thank the folks at Taco Bell. for helping us spread a little Christmas cheer.
Exactly.
It was fun. A lot of fun. We've done it for, what would we say, 10 years?
At least.
Here's an opportunity for you. Text CASH, that's C-A-S-H, to the number 20357 for your shot at two pairs of tickets. Win a pair to Aaron Tippin on December 30th and low cash on New Year's Eve. Dilly's Park City is now open. Live music, barbecue, dancing, sports, and arcade thrills. Message and data rates apply. Did I get that right?
I think so.
Okay. Okay, it's 6:17 now, 7:10 in the morning here on KNSS. Time for Leadoff Sports with Ted Woodward. Sir.
Well, you were just talking about it. The big news yesterday, the Kansas City Chiefs are moving from Missouri to Kansas.
Kansas lawmakers approved a proposal Monday to help pay for a new stadium for the NFL franchise, which has lured the Chiefs across the Missouri-Kansas border. The Chiefs have entered into an agreement with the state of Kansas to start hosting games in a dome stadium beginning with the 2031 season.
Today's announcement ensures that for generations to come, Chiefs fans will have the best game day experience in the entire National Football League.
That was Chiefs owner Clark Hunt, as the organization originally planned a $800 million renovation of Arrowhead Stadium, where the team has played since 1972. But Jackson County, Missouri voters defeated a local sales tax extension, which would have helped pay for the renovations. Joe Morgan, Fox News.
That's just Arrowhead opened in 72?
Yes.
When did Kauffman Arroyo Stadium open?
Same time. Year? They were built.
Okay. Same time. Okay.
Yeah. So, Kansas got what it wanted. Lure the Kansas City Chiefs to the Kansas side of the border. A practice facility will be built in Olathe. So the Chiefs are moving 23 miles to the west from Arrowhead over into the state of Kansas.
Wow.
It'll be a 65,000-seat stadium, 13% smaller than Arrowhead.
Okay.
So there will be fewer seats. All right, so that's the big news, and, of course, what a great time to talk about it on the Chiefs Kingdom Show tonight, the weekly edition.
Yeah.
That'll be at 6 o'clock tonight, hosted by Mitch Holtis, play-by-play voice of the Chiefs, over on 97.5 and 1240 KFH, as the Chiefs also get ready to play Christmas night against the top team in the league, the Denver Broncos. And some more Chiefs news. Quarterback Gardner Minshew, the backup quarterback to Patrick Mahomes, did not tear his ACL, but his left knee is still messed up, and he's out for the rest of the season. And speaking of Mitch Holtis, we are going to have a special Tuesday appearance by Mitch today.
Today?
So, yes, you didn't get my email, apparently.
I didn't see any.
Mitch is...
Oh, here it is. Okay.
Mitch is going to be with us today because the Chiefs play just 2 days from now on Christmas Day, on Christmas night.
Okay, got it. I see.
So we're going to do
now
our usual Friday morning visit with Mitch here on a Tuesday morning.
Wow.
So we'll get to that, and, of course, perfect to talk with Mitch about the stadium deal. So it's all that'll be in the 8 o'clock hour, 2 hours from now. So make sure you're here, and we'll find out what's going on there. College men's basketball in Lawrence last night. One more game before the Christmas break. An easy win for 17th ranked Kansas, beating Davidson 90-61. Jayhawks win their fourth in a row, now 10-3 on the season. Trey White had 18 points and 8 rebounds. And Flory Badunga had 18 points and 8 rebounds as the Jayhawks got that 29-point win last night against Davidson. Happy birthday today to a guy that passed through here, Jerry Manuel, baseball player, yeah. 72 years old today, played infield for the Wichita Arrows in 1982, but probably made his biggest mark as a major league manager.
Yeah.
More than 700 wins as a big league manager in 9 years, 6 of those years with the Chicago White Sox. He was the American League Manager of the Year in the year 2000 with the Chicago White Sox. And he was the bench coach for the Florida Marlins when they won the World Series in 1997. So he got a World Series ring as well as a coach. Former Wichita Arrows infielder Jerry Manuel. It's his birthday. He is 72 today. That's sports with Steve and Ted. And sports is brought to you by Wichita Brewing Company, now pouring the brand new seasonal Bock Lager. Bock? Yeah. A cold beer that'll give you a warm feeling.
Yeah.
Bock Lager is available at all three WBC brew pubs. East near Central and Woodlawn, west at 13th and Tyler, and in historic Delano at Handley. Wichita Brewing Company, where groups gather for the holiday season.
Coming up, Dr. Sanjay Gupta. the joy of having kids home for the holidays. That's on the way with Steve at 10 in the morning here on KNSS.
This is Steve and Ted on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS.
Good morning, Steve McIntosh, Ted Woodward, 6:30 on this Tuesday morning, and 37 degrees. Kansas lawmakers approving a proposal Monday to use taxpayer funding to help pay for a new stadium for the Kansas City Chiefs. This is expected to connect with the NFL franchise across the state line from Missouri and replace the current Arrowhead Stadium, which has been the home of the team since 1972. The plan is to build a $3 billion dome stadium in Wyandotte County. Kansas Governor Laura Kelly says,
"People needed to see Kansas for what it is, a place of innovation, a place where big things happen, a place where young people can pursue their dreams, truly the best place to live, work, and raise a family."
The original plan for the Chiefs was to have an $800 million renovation of Arrowhead.
A medical plane on its way to Mexico reportedly crashed in Galveston Bay in Texas yesterday. Fox's Angie Rodriguez with the latest.
According to the Mexican consulate here in Houston, five people are dead. One person was missing and is presumed to be dead. And two people are the only survivors of this plane crash. We do know that three Navy officers are dead. One of those was the missing person presumed to be dead. And from the civilians, there were a total of four. Two of those died and two are the survivors. We did know originally this was a medical flight for a one-year-old child that was on his way from here in the U.S. to Mexico. He unfortunately was one of the victims.
Cause of the crash under investigation.
The Kansas Highway Patrol says a 26-year-old man from Liberal died Monday morning after his vehicle collided with another car on U.S. 54 in Seward County. The patrol says a pickup driven by Bradley Patton of Liberal was eastbound when the truck crossed the road onto the shoulder. Truck collided with an unknown stopped vehicle. KHB says the unknown vehicle left the crash scene prior to the notification of the collision to law enforcement, and that vehicle has not yet been identified.
A triathlete is missing off the coast of California. Rescue crews fear that she may have been the victim of a shark attack.
55-year-old Erica Fox was known to be an exceptional swimmer. She disappeared off the coast of Monterey, California during a weekly swim. Others in her group heard a large splash before she disappeared, leading them to believe she met her demise at the jaws of a shark. The search has been called off, as she is now presumed to be dead. Gary Baumgarten, Fox News.
At today's meeting, the Wichita City Council will talk about drones and public safety. Mayor Lily Wu tells KNSS News.
We're very grateful to Quick Trip. They are making a big donation to provide some drones over by Washington and Douglas. And so that will be one of the items receiving this grant.
And Wu commented during Mondays with the mayor on the Steve and Ted in the Morning Show here on KNSS. Now look at the forecast with meteorologist Jake Dunn.
Areas of low clouds and fog this morning, otherwise another beautiful afternoon. Sunshine, southeast wind 5 to 10 and a high of 65. Becoming cloudy tonight, overnight low 44. Clouds and fog on Wednesday morning, then partly cloudy during the afternoon, high 69. Mostly sunny, a little breezy, and the warmest Christmas on record coming to Wichita with a high of 73. That's your forecast from Storm Team 12. I'm meteorologist Jake Dunn.
Now fog and mist, 37 degrees, calm, no wind at Wichita Severe Weather Station, 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. 6:33, Steve and Ted, about an hour from now, we'll check in with Sedgwick County Commission Chair Ryan Beatty. We talk with the chair once a week, and it's his turn. About 7:35 this morning with Steve and Ted. Tuesday, December 23rd, Ted, and tomorrow is Christmas Eve, and then after that, the Christmas, as I understand it. We had a nice day yesterday. I got out for a walk yesterday afternoon, and I'll tell you.
Sure was nice.
I couldn't find a cloud. I was just couldn't looking, but I couldn't find one. So that was pretty nice. All right, what happened on this date in 1888?
You got me.
Vincent Van Gogh cut off part of his left ear with a razor after an argument with fellow painter Paul Gauguin, and he sent it to a female courtesan for safekeeping. I thought he cut his whole ear off. What do you think? Just part of it? Or? Of course, Van Gogh was crazy, wasn't he?
Well, he had issues.
Yeah. Some real issues.
He was a tortured soul in some ways. Hey, if you still the Van Gogh thing, the Van Gogh experience is still up there on North Rock Road. If you want to go see it, it's really interesting.
Yeah, I've been seeing things about that. What is that all about? You know anything about it?
Well, yeah, I went.
Well, what is it?
It's all about the works of Vincent Van Gogh.
Okay, is it paintings then? Or no, it's not paintings.
It's more of a video immersion.
I got you. You walk through this thing or what?
Mm-hmm.
All right. Sounds good. Was it fun?
And then in the big immersion room, they give you a deck chair or a beanbag chair, and you just lay there and take it all in for about a half hour. It's pretty cool.
Wow. Okay, something to take the kids to when they're all sugared up.
I don't know about the kids. There were kids there when I was there, and they were very well behaved. Well, they were in that immersion room, and it was pretty cool, and they just kind of chilled. Well,
most children can behave in public if they have to, I guess. Okay, Van Gogh. I don't know much about him. I didn't even watch the whole movie. The Kirk Douglas playing Van Gogh, right? What was it called? Something Life, right?
Lush Life.
Yeah.
Good movie.
You ever watched the whole thing?
Yes.
Okay. I'll have to do that. Let's see here. A Maryland woman bought the first 10 lottery tickets from a fresh unwrapped pack of scratch-offs, and the strategy earned her a $100,000 prize. The Randallstown woman told Maryland lottery officials her usual strategy is to buy tickets that are among the first 10 in a pack.
Oh, all right.
So she decided to buy all 10 tickets from a new roll of Red Five's doubler tickets at the Pantry One grocery store on Old Court Road in Randallstown, Maryland. The woman said her prize money will allow her to comfortably retire and continue doing work for charity. She's going to retire on $100,000. Well, good luck. Maybe that's all she needs to get by. All right. 6:36, Stephen, 10 in the morning here on KNSS. You got any of your birthdays today, Ted, you want to mention? Or are you going to hold off and wait a little
bit? No, I got one in sports.
You want to wait on that? To. Okay. I've got one I'd like to mention right now. That would be Gene Rump is having a birthday today.
Well, he's not with us anymore.
He's not with us. Yeah, I'd forgotten about that. Yeah, Gene passed, didn't he? Well, Gene, this would have been his birthday,
yeah.
Gene McCoy worked in radio and TV here in Wichita for several years at the old Cake TV, and I worked with him on the radio for a while.
I knew you worked with I listened to you guys on the radio in
Gene
the morning back
Rupp.
In the day.
Yep.
He was very popular time.
He and Jim O'Donnell, the weatherman, did things together. So there you go.
What was your role? When you worked with
I was just doing news, and he was a jock in the mornings, and yeah, kind of late in his career here in Wichita. But Gene Rupp, it was his birthday today. All right, time for the KNSS Commodities Update now with Tom Leffler of Leffler Commodities. Good morning, Tom.
Well, good morning, Steve and Ted. Last Friday, the cattle complex closed strong to the upside, and yesterday there was follow-through buying. This pushed the live cattle and the feeder cattle into new highs for the current move to the upside. The closes were positive, but they did back well off the highs of the session. Now, box beef prices also continue to work their way higher. Lean hogs saw most contracts make new highs for their move to the upside and close positive yesterday. Today is the monthly cold storage and quarterly hog and pigs report. At the close yesterday, February cattle 62 cents higher at 231.42. January feeders up 90 cents at 346.50. And February lean hogs 85 cents higher at 85.35. Now, early soybean harvesting has begun in northern Mato Grosso, Brazil. Agrorel has raised the Brazil soybean estimate to 180.4 million metric tons. The wheat corn and soybean futures all traded and closed positive Monday. The gold and silver futures scored new all-time record highs yesterday and again today, and the grains are also trading higher overnight. March Casey wheat's up 0.75 at 5.22. March corn 1.5 higher at 4.48 1/2. January beans up 1.5 at 10.54 3/4. February crude oil up 11 cents at $58.12. February gold up $50 at $4,519.40. The March S&P is down 3 points at 6,927. March dollar index 40 cents lower at $97.55. And March Dow Jones futures down 25 points at 48,664. For commodity trading, ag marketing, or managed trading programs, contact Love for Commodities on the phone or on the web by using 866-GO-TO-TOM.
Now, Tom, what's the schedule this week? Obviously, the market will not be open on Thursday. What about Friday right after Christmas?
Well, first of all, let's start with tomorrow.
Tomorrow.
Tomorrow, we have some early closes. The grain markets close at 12:05. Livestock markets close at 12:15, and then they all reopen Friday morning at 8:30 and have regular closing times on Friday.
Well, Friday's going to be a regular day on Friday then, huh? How about that?
Yes, sir.
Okay. And as always, you'll be working diligently updating the information about the commodities, right?
You bet I will.
That's what you do.
That's right.
Okay, so Christmas is coming. Have you got I know you've got your shopping done because you probably went to one place and that was it.
You know, I'm curious. You talk about going to one place. How many people just do it online now instead of really going anywhere?
Yeah, that's right. My wife and I've done some. She's done some this Christmas. I haven't, but I did get out with my daughter I went with my granddaughters. Did I go? I went with both of them. Yeah, this was a week ago or something. Mm-hmm. Anyway. It was Saturday or something. I went with both of them. I took both the twins. And I forgot about that. And we shopped for their grandmother, who is my wife, by the way. So that was nice. You go shopping with your granddaughters and have a little lunch. That's what we did. Yep. All right, sir.
I actually done that a few years ago. Patty had a shoulder surgery and was unable to take the youngest granddaughters out for Christmas shopping. So I volunteered. Yeah. And I think it scared the heck out of the girls and their parents both, me taking them shopping. But it all turned out very well.
Really? Oh, good.
Yes.
Why would they have any misgivings? Because, I mean, you do okay in public most of the time, don't you?
Well, it might have had something to do with when we got ready to leave, I told them, I said, if there's any monkey business, anybody wants to cause trouble, you know, have a little hissy fit, we're going home.
Well,
I'll turn this truck around.
Yeah.
That's exactly right. And I tell you what, they was angels. We didn't have a bit of trouble. We had a lot of fun.
Don't make me use my radio voice, right?
That's right.
All right. Well, that sounds like fun. Now, all right, sir, we will check with you tomorrow morning with Steve and Ted. And, of course, Tom Leffler of Leffler Commodities. Coming up, we got Don Grant, CFP, the money tracker. What 2026 might bring. That's on the way with Steve and Ted in the morning here on KNSS. Steve and Ted in the morning, KNSS, 646 now, 37 degrees. Three big things. U.S. Coast Guard pursuing a Venezuela tanker. Two others have been seized so far, carrying sanctioned oil. 14-year-old boy critically injured in a shooting in North Wichita.
One.
Kansas City Chiefs moving their football franchise to Kansas with a $3 billion domed stadium plan for Wyandotte County. Three big things, Steve and Ted on KNSS.
We've got some fairly heavy fog here in the Wichita area. You can see it on the traffic cameras. Sometimes you can't see the streets from the traffic cameras, but you can see the fog on the traffic cameras out there. So just be aware, visibility is definitely going to be a problem this morning. We've got some fairly heavy traffic starting to build up in front of that road construction northbound K-15 approaching I-135. And we've got a stalled out vehicle northbound on I-235. And that is between K-42 and Kellogg. Traffic update from 98.7 and 1330 KNSS and the Accident Recovery Team Traffic Center. I'm Jed Chambers.
Dense fog, then mostly sunny today with a high of 63 degrees. Mostly cloudy tonight, the overnight low 45. Wednesday, dense fog again, then partly sunny. Tomorrow's high, 67 degrees. Now we have fog and mist, calm, and 37 degrees at Wichita Severe Weather Station, 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. Making plans to get out today, do a little Christmas shopping. Maybe you're working today. How about lunchtime at the Monarch? And maybe go by this evening for a drink with your friends. It's the Monarch and West Douglas in historic Delano. Stephen 10 in the morning here on KNSS. While consumers are shipping last-minute gifts, stores are looking to protect their inventories from thieves.
This is Fox on Justice. Representatives from American Eagle, Target, and the American Trucking Association urged lawmakers to pass the Combating Organized Retail Crime Act. The bill would allow retailers and law enforcement agencies across jurisdictions to better share information on these crimes. Stores are estimated to lose $47 billion from retail theft in 2025 alone. The National Retail Federation says worker safety is top of mind. Chris Spear is CEO of the American Trucking Association and says theft is becoming increasingly high tech. And in cargo theft cases, criminals may manipulate shipping systems to divert goods to a different location instead of their intended destination. So to fight back, companies are spending more on security, higher insurance premiums, and replacing that stolen merchandise. The National Retail Federation adds that a shortage of law enforcement and prosecutors remains a key obstacle. Kelly Saberi, Fox on Justice.
Well, it looked like a Yuletide rally on Wall Street Monday.
Stocks kicking off the holiday shortened week higher as a tech rebound builds and as rate cut hopes are driving year-end optimism. Shares of AI tied firms like Oracle, Micron Technology, and NVIDIA advanced on renewed AI optimism following AI valuation jitters. Shares of Paramount Skydance rose 4%. The entertainment company amending its offer for Warner Brothers Discovery with billionaire Larry Ellison agreeing to personally guarantee over $40 billion of equity financing for the deal. The Dow winners, Goldman Sachs, Caterpillar, and J.P. Morgan Chase, the Dow decliners, Honeywell, United Health, and Apple. The Dow rising 228 points, the Nasdaq up 121, S&P 500 up 44. Hillary Barsky, Fox News.
What 2026 might bring, time for Don Grant, CFP, the Money Tracker with Steve and Ted. Good morning, Don.
Good morning. Who knows what the future holds? The American economy is fluid and constantly changing. Headline-driven news may create some bumps, but what sticks matters. With that said, there are some trends that seem to be quite evident. First of all, interest rates and borrowing costs. The Federal Reserve is likely to stay on a moderate easing path, gradually lowering its key rate over the year. Now, that could translate to a slightly friendlier borrowing environment. Nothing dramatic, but softer than the steep hikes that we saw not long ago. Mortgage rates and home buying, as the Fed eases, 30-year fixed mortgages may drift downward a bit. That could spur more home buying, especially among people who've been waiting for rates to settle. With slightly lowered financing costs and renewed demand, both new home starts and existing home sales could tick up modestly. Builders may stay cautious but steady. Gradual uptick means plausible rather than a boom. Overall economy, housing, and the markets. Neither a big boom nor a deep slump feels likely. More of a slow hum, which translates to modest, steady growth. Relatively stable housing prices and a stock market that moves upward slowly, barring, of course, unexpected shocks. The only blip may be whether the massive investment into AI and energy isn't too much, which it could possibly be. Waiting to buy a home? Well, 2026 could be the window. If you own a home, refinancing and selling may make more sense if rates drop. If you're interested in Supreme Court's forthcoming decision on the legality of the Trump tariffs to goose the stock market in one way or the other, well, just hang on, because we have no idea when they're going to decide. And of course, if you have any questions, you give me a call over at Sabre Wealth. The number's 316-267-0600.
All right. Thank you, Don. Today is National Christmas Movie Marathon Day. Yeah, this is a day, if you can spare the time, get ready to snuggle up in your warm blanket with a mug of hot chocolate and your favorite holiday snacks for National Christmas Movie Marathon Day.
Yeah, snuggle up on a 70-degree day with all that hot chocolate in your blanket. Yeah.
You'll be sweating a little bit, but what the heck? All right, so which ones are you going to watch if you do that today? If you did that today, I don't think you have time for that today.
Not really.
I don't either. But if you had, which one would you lead off with, you think?
I don't know.
I'll go with the Christmas Carol with Alistair Sim, the 1951 version, black and white. Some versions kind of grainy. Let's see. I've already seen A Holiday. I don't know.
I'd like to watch Christmas Vacation.
Christmas Vacation. Yeah.
Tonight's meal, tilapia surprise with boiled cabbage. Begin cooking steps 1 through 50 now.
Are you kidding me? Making dinner shouldn't feel like doing a 1,000-piece puzzle. With Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals, the hard part's already done. Pre-chopped ingredients, zero stress. Just assemble, bake, and enjoy. No complicated steps, no mountain of dishes. Try assemble and bake today. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So that means a half day. Yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
There's so many.
I haven't seen Holiday Affair in a while.
Okay. You know, it's not really a holiday movie, but there is a Christmas part of the theme, and that is Far From the Madding Crowd. At the end, toward the end. And you've seen that before.
What do they do towards the end?
That's where the Christmas party is where where the murder takes place.
Yeah.
That's one of my favorite movies.
Well, me too.
And, you know, to me, I'm kind of a jumpy guy. I usually, like, come on, what's next? But that thing, it draws you in. Its pace is slow, but it's beautifully, beautiful movie. I mean, set in England back in the 1860s, Thomas Hardy novel.
Well, and yesterday we had the Dr. Zhivago anniversary.
Yeah.
And that's
Julie
a
Christie.
Movie that so much of it is set in the wintertime.
Well, that's true. Yeah. Well, they have a scene in the Christmas party. So a lot of Christmas songs. Anyway, snuggle up. Let's see. I don't know what else I'd do, but we'll have a good selection coming up here.
You get to see the Christmas scene in the Bells of St. Mary's. It's pretty funny.
Which one?
Where the kids do a nativity production.
Oh.
And Bing Crosby and Ingrid Bergman are stifling laughter. It's pretty dang funny.
Well, I did see part of that. I just saw where the kit.
When you think about meal kit companies, what do you see? Probably long, complicated recipes and subscriptions you can't escape. But with the new Blue Apron, we're doing meal delivery differently. No subscription needed. Faster, easier meals. And the same dedication to quality we've always had. Shop 100 plus meals at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Ah, DSW, Earth Place of the Humble Brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here for Mint Mobile. You know, one of the perks about having four kids that you know about is actually getting a direct line to the big man up north. Mm-hmm. And this year, he wants you to know the best gift that you can give someone is the gift of Mint Mobile's unlimited wireless for $15 a month. Now, you don't even need to wrap it. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Is up there playing with his hat while he's trying to talk to the nuns. That's kind of, I don't know how they did that one. Unless, the, you know, I'm looking at how they do that shot.
It was pretty, yeah, it was pretty clever.
It must have been much of it like accident.
Yeah, anyway. I had the camera rolling when the cat was doing it.
You know,
that,
a little 8-week-old kitten is pretty hard to train, you know.
Of course, I always make the joke on the Christmas movies that my favorite's always been Die Hard, but I was looking at a list recently, and there's another movie I really like that, like, nobody really categorizes as a Christmas movie, but it's kind of a big plot point of the movie that happens around Christmas, and that's the Dan Aykroyd, Eddie Murphy movie, Trading Places.
Trading Places is a Christmas time. Yep.
I like that one. That might be my new answer. That's not too bad.
All right, here we go. It's coming up to 7 o'clock hour this morning with Steve and Ted. We've got the information and the details about the Chiefs moving to Kansas. That's the big, big story today. It's on the way with Steve and Ted on KNSS.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories, that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch Masterclass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from Masterclass to their lives. Masterclass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio.
Looking for a new way to grow your business? With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising on TikTok, now's the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/tiktokads, and grow your business fast.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-BONE at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-BONE.